now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Well, welcome to the show. What's new with us? Well, we've got some new music. We've got an interview later in the show. And of course, here in Canada, marijuana is now legal. How's that going to change our lives? Well, not at all. The people who've been smoking it illegally will now smoke it legally. People who don't smoke it won't smoke it now. It all comes about because if you can't stop it, it's always best to legalize it and then tax it. Congratulations. Let's start off with Pack It Up and Wee Banjo 3.
Give me shelter from the storm. You kept me dry and you kept me warm. Told me stories to ease my sleep. With skies above and oceans deep. Pack it up, 'cause we're moving down the road. Pack it up, heading off for home. Pack it up, 'cause we're moving down the road. Love, you broke my fall. You stuck it out when I built my wall. School bus years can be so hard. Jet black clothes and a broken heart. Pack it up, 'cause we're moving down the road. This box of memories, the dusty moments you kept for me. I'll keep them warm within my heart, to keep you near when we're apart.
Back it up,
'cause we're moving down the road.
love for dying just to you, and I know by the name of the boy turned into.
For all the greatest lines I saw by the east of west, the one white man is starving, and sit down and rest.
Take him back for his dinner when there's nothing else to do, but he trots around the corner with his boy drinking too.
Do la di ya di ya di yo di yo, do la di ya di ya di yo di yo, do la di ya di ya di yo di yo, do la di ya di ya di yo di yo.
Do
we're more familiar with the Gaelic Storm version of that song. That's from their album, Whoop. Vishton is a three-piece group that are from Prince Edward Island and the Île de Madeleine in the St. Lawrence River. They have a new album out. It's called Horizons. And this is an Acadian tune, a song of long-distance love that they have transformed. Here is BB Box.
C'était dans mes pensées. dilla di tarillam, dalli dalli dam, dalli dalli dam, dilla talli dam, dilla talli dam, dalli talli dam, dalli talli dam, dilla talla dilla di tarillam.
Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Newfoundland has a storied history of stunning songwriters, poets, and players. Over the course of the past decade, the Once have writ and knit themselves into that story. See them at the St. James Hall on November 2nd, a Rogue Folk presentation. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, where you find news, reviews, and interviews, so much more. And, of course, our Celt in a Twist Facebook page. Drop by, drop us a line. Always good to hear from you. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and do stick around because later this hour, we've got an interview with the East Pointers. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you. sans grande illusion. Et sans grande illusion. Me suffirait d'un rêve et d'un billet d'avion et que le vent se lève vers un bel horizon. Vers un bel horizon. Les frontières. Je lave mes doutes sans regarder derrière. Je nage vers la vie, la lumière au-dessus des nuages. Au-dessus des nuages. J'arrive terre promise pour un nouveau départ. Je pose mes valises. Paris premier encart. Paris premier encart. Je laverai toute sans regarder derrière. Je taille la route, je franchis les frontières. Je laverai toute sans regarder derrière.
Great tunes. First, we heard Pony Ride by Montreal's Osaire from their album Finding Any Place. Then Bridge Rockers, Ypsilon from their album Time Factory and L'Exil. Let's keep it to that area. Here's Urban Trad. They're from Belgium. Their album is called Karua, and this is Mechanics Remix.
Thank you. shout.
Come on!
You've got your kilt,
kilt, kilt
in a twist with Patricia Fraser.
Wasn't a merry month of June, and first from home we started, left the girls at tune. All sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear. Kiss me darling mother, I drank a pint of beer. Me grief and tears to sputter, then off the greedy car lay where I was born. Cut the stout like tar, the banished ghost plunk up on me brand new pair of frogs, rattled over the box, lightened all the dogs over the rocky road. A double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the hair, turn her down the rocky road. And all the ways the double and mark for lolly-da. In Mullingar at night I rested limbs, so where he started by daylight next morning bright. And there he took a drop of the pure, kept me heart from sinking, that the paddy's cure. Every son for drinking to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style. What's that you heard? The bubbling asked me, was I hired? Wages I required, the life was nearly tired. Over the rocky road, the doubling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the hair, turn her down the rocky road. And all the ways to doubling back for lolly-da. In Dublin extra live, I thought it'd be a pity to be so soon deprived of you, but that for city. So then I took a stroll, all among the quality bundle it was stole. In the neat locality something crossed me mind, when I looked behind a bundle could I find. Upon me stick a bubble and wording after the road, said my comic brogue wasn't much involved. Up on the rocky road in Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the hair, turn her down the rocky road. And all the ways to Dublin back for the from there I got the way, me spirits never fail, and landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain asked me roar, said the no room paddy. When I jumped aboard a cabin bound for paddy, down among the pigs played some party pigs, danced some party jigs. The water round me bubbling men and holly head, wish myself was dead. I bet the fire instead. Up on the rocky road with Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the hair, turn her down the rocky road. And all the ways to Dublin back for lolly-da. At Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Ireland's oil. They began abusing their army souls, that's why shillelagh I let fly. Galway boys were by, sorry boys are hobbling with the love of the ray. Joined it into your play, quickly cleared the way for the rocky road. The Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the head, turn her down the rocky road. And all the ways to Dublin back for lolly-da. Up the head, turn her down a rocky road. And all the ways to Dublin back for lolly-da.
Traditional Irish tune, The Rocky Road to Dublin, done there by Damien Dempsey. Now you're listening to Kilts in a Twist. Don't go anywhere. We've got the East Pointers. All compasses point east right now. I'm Patricia Fraser.
When mariners put out to sea, their eyes are on what lies ahead, but their hearts consider what we leave behind. The title of the new album from Prince Edward Trio, The East Pointers, is a wonderfully varied release with production by East Coast legend Gordy Sampson. We have Cody Chaisson, tenor banjo third of the East Pointers, on the line with a few pointers on what we leave behind. Congratulations to the three of you on the release. Cody, how's the tour going so far?
So far, so good. We're just into the second show of this little stretch. We're just heading into D.C. at the moment.
So you're in the Crow's Nest Pass, you're in the van, you're stopped, and taking a bit of a rest break, I guess.
We almost ran out of gas, so we ended up making it to a fast gas, so we're all good to go here.
Any snow so far?
Yes, actually, first gig of the tour was in Medicine Hat.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a snaky drive, to say the least.
No kidding. You know, Canadian bands are so brave because they tour in the worst of conditions, so anyway. Congrats to the three of you. There's something for everyone on this record. You know, you arranged it in Celtic fashion with a tune, song, and then tune, song. The tunes are beautifully traditional jigs and reels grounded in the banjo, and the songs are sweeping atmospheric pop. Were there two sides to this project, like the pop side and the traditional side?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was one of the advantages of working with Gordy Sampson on the record is... Gordy's from Cape Breton Island, where, you know, fiddle music is prevalent, and you know, he comes from that lineage.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up playing tunes, and he's a guitar player and a mandolin player, and he can play any instrument, any style. But you know, he's produced records in the traditional music realm for, you know, Natalie McMaster and Ashley McIsaac, but now, you know, he's in Nashville and writing songs for the Stars, so. Yeah, it was a nice fit for us to have somebody that kind of, you know, gets both sides of what we do.
As a mentor, did you learn a lot from him, I guess?
Oh, it's hard not to learn from Gordy. He's such a just such a kind, compassionate dude, and you know, recording is a very intimate thing, and you know, you pour your heart and soul into it, and you know, sometimes it can get a little tricky with, you know, you get a little sensitive in there, but he was able to get the best out of us with you know, very little prying or, it was really simple to work with Gordy. I think, we're excited to work with him again on our next record, actually.
So he had a good bedside manner. He didn't tread too hard on your heartstrings.
No, he was lovely to work with. Yeah. And I mean, we've known Gordy for years now. So, yeah, I mean, it was just like having a friend in the studio. It just happens to be a very successful Grammy Award winning friend.
That's great. Some of the songs have a wonderful history to them. Others seem very present day. For example, can you tell us about 82 Fires?
Yeah, that song was written while we were in Tasmania in 2015, I believe. January 2015, there was a record number of bushfires going on in the States. And we were doing a tour that was produced by Woodford Folk Festival throughout Tasmania, and we found ourselves in the northwest part of the state. And I mean, in BC, wildfires are pretty common, but where we come from on the east coast, they're pretty rare.
Yeah.
So, you know, finding ourselves in amongst, you know, those big eucalypts burning.
Incredible.
So there was 82 fires, and it was the most that they had seen in I think since the early 60s.
I think the trio is kind of like a triangle for me, like in geometry, the strongest shape. It must give you a lot of expressive freedom and room to groove. Do you find that?
Yeah, definitely. It's just a great number. And I mean, great for the onstage stuff and great for, you know, just in terms of touring. You know, you're only dealing with three personalities rather than four or five. You know, we've been best friends. Well, Tim, the fiddle player, and myself, you know, we grew up together. We're first cousins, and, you know, we grew up on the same road in the middle of nowhere in Prince Edward Island, and we've known Jake, the guitar player, for creeping up on 10 years, probably. So, you know, we have so much in common, and we, you know, we're like-minded, and I can honestly say we've never had an argument in pretty much 5 years straight on the road.
That's the great thing about a trio. You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we have Cody Chaisson from the East Pointers on the line. They're touring the new album, What We Leave Behind. We'll give you a taste of that in a moment. The Western leg of the tour is wrapping up. From there, the band checks into Ontario. You can follow them at the homepage, eastpointers.ca. You guys won the Juno in 2017 for Traditional Roots Album of the Year. That was for your debut, Secret Victory. Turned out to be a very public one instead. I mean, has that opened doors for you, or is it just a nice paperweight?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is a nice paperweight. It's much heavier than I thought it would be. but I mean, I think it's one of those things, you know, you try not to get too caught up in, you know, winning awards and being nominated. But I mean, when you do get nominated, it feels good to be recognized for, you know, something that you are so passionate about. And you know, for us, you know, we're trying to grow the fiddle music. You know, back home, our family puts on a fiddle festival that's been going since 76.
Oh, cool. What's that called?
It's called the Rollo Bay Fiddle Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, what? And it's all about just keeping the fiddle culture going on Prince Edward Island. And all the proceeds go to teaching kids how to, and adults, to learn for free. And it's, you know, it's something that's very important to us, is just making sure that fiddle music stays relevant for years to come.
I think that's a worthy cause. Hey, Cody, can you pass along my congratulations to Tim and to Jake, and I wish you three guys good luck on the road as you make your way out here. We look forward to seeing you at the Rogue Folk Club. And I want to go out on one of the songs from What We Leave Behind. It tells an interesting, I think kind of tragic tale of John Wallace. Can you set this one up for us?
Yeah, this is actually a song that came to us in parks, I guess. There's a really popular piece of art back home, and anyway, it's the shape of Prince Edward Island with all the shipwrecks throughout the years, and it's, you know, it's considered one of the graveyards of the Atlantic because, yeah, just the way it shallows up close to shore and stuff. But we found a story actually that was written by a neighbor of Kim and I, who grew up right beside her, and she was a school teacher and a historian, and she wrote the story about the John Wallace ship that sank off the coast 10 minutes away from our house back in the early 1800s. And yeah, just a very a very tragic story of you know, cholera taking over a ship and one fellow surviving and swimming to shore, and he made it to the little town that, well, I call it a town, there's 10 people there and they're all chasing, but he made it there, and yeah, I mean, it's a very tragic story. He didn't last very long after he made it, but yeah, it's just one of those crazy stories that that you stumble across that you think is worthy of a song.
The smoke is a blowing sun, and the flames reaching high to the sky. It was there for the knowing sun, but the fever was clear in his eyes. Of a Wallace son, taken over by hellish blue death. It's a wonder he made it here, but the stables, they suited him best. Oh, and his body's aching. Oh, and my heart is breaking. Oh, not even God could save him. Oh, can you give me a minute? I need a place to lay. I've been swimming from the Wallace so many a mile away. And I know I was in it. I know that I'm no ill. If you give me a minute, sir, the stories I could tell. On a journey of 42 days, the fever came early on, and the captain, he couldn't be saved. They were turned away in Georgetown as the word of the trouble had spread. By the time they had run aground, most of the shipmates were dead. Body's aching, oh, and my heart is breaking, oh, not even God could save me. Can you give me a minute? I need a place to lay. I've been swimming from the Wallace so many a mile away. And I know I was in it. I know that I'm no ill. If you give me a minute, sir, the stories I could tell. St. Lawrence sun shore makes an icy cold grave. The Wallace is in its son, and the people whose passage she gave. He cheated the water son, but the fever has sure taken hold. The smoke is a blowing sun, a prayer we should say for his soul. Can you give me a minute? I need a place to lay. I've been swimming from the Wallace so many a mile away. And I know I was in it, sir. I know that I'm no ill. If you give me a minute, sir, stories I could tell.
This is Glenn Bernardis from Stone Row, and you've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Frazier.
about stone soup, but Buffalo's Stone Row have created chicken water. Mmm, tasty. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and we do have more great Celtic music coming up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Al-Sanam by White Sun. But first, this thought to ponder from A.P.J. Abdul Kalam. If you want to shine like a sun, first burn like a sun.
Sanam, that engine, oh, I take all my time.
Ajax. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist, and thanks to our guests, the East Pointers. Celt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calc by Right Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat. We are going to go out with Dive and Donald McLeod Reels. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.